Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Welcome to Close Up Radio Live. Jim Masters here. Pleasure to have you here. Also a pleasure to have Donna Cates here, financial strategist and owner of Money Solutions. She works primarily with women to help them make smart decisions about their money. In addition to traditional financial planning, she also offers financial planning specifically for divorcing couples, workshops related to finance and divorce, and operates an additional business focusing on financial divorce mediation. She says those who know her know that her mantra is that a man is not a financial plan. In addition to regular financial planning, she also does divorce financial planning as a certified divorce financial analyst, and also she wants women to understand the short financial impact of their divorce settlements, which is very, very important. In addition to her role in divorce financial planning, Donna also provides financial divorce mediation through her service called Navigating Divorce. She says they're smart women running households, raising families, running businesses, got to stop sticking the head in the sand when it comes to money. She loves what she does. She again owns and operates Mothers Wealth Solutions, and it's my pleasure to welcome her from Leeds, Alabama, USA, for this next 30-minute conversation live on Close Up. Donna, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Jim. I'm delighted to be here.
We're honored to have you with us as well. Let's dive right in and talk about some of the incredible financial services that you offer at Money Matters Wealth Solutions. Tell us about your strategy and some of those incredible things that you do to help guide those who are in need of the services.
I certainly am happy to do that. I'm actually a boutique investment and financial planning firm, and I offer everything from investment management, comprehensive financial planning, divorce financial planning. We even do estate planning and protection planning. So we're truly a concierge service.
That's great. And what are some of those services as a concierge service?
Well, we're actually helping people figure out how to work best with their tax attorneys, how to work with their divorce attorneys, how to work with their estate planning attorneys. So rather than just providing them advice and then they go share that information with those respective attorneys, I'm actually involved in the conversation with them and helping them to facilitate making things happen for them.
That's fantastic. It's great. You and do you work solely with women, or are you working with men as well? And tell us about some of the additional ways you help all.
Yes, and I do. It's interesting because I work with everybody. Anybody who has a desire to make smart decisions about their money and they want my help with that, I'm happy to work with them. But my passion has always been focused on women, and that's where my marketing effort goes, because I know that I can really make a tremendous difference and impact on a woman's financial well-being. So that's the focus of my marketing efforts and who I love to work with.
That's great. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah. So what I do with women who come to me, I do multiple things to help them, but we start first with helping them to get clarity on what their current financial reality is. You know, we're doing what we do, but none of us really know if it's enough or if it's going to get us where we need to be. So we start with that. We figure out, where are you today? What are the activities that you're doing to grow and protect your wealth? And then once we're clear on that, the next important step, and what doesn't happen a lot with financial advisor and client relationships, is truly understanding what's important to them about their money, their values around money. You know, we're all brought up with different money relationships, and we have different just attitudes about money. So we really get clear on what that looks like, what might hold people back from doing the things that they know they should be doing but aren't. And then once we have a good, clear understanding of that, we define, you know, what is it you want to be able to do? When do you want to be able to do it? And then we start creating the financial plan. So I think, you know, the difference in working with me is that we're not just saying, hey, you know, you're a moderate aggressive investor. Here's how your money needs to be allocated. We're literally looking at what is it you want to be able to make your money do for you, and then creating that financial roadmap that's going to ensure that even when you hit bumps in the road or detours like divorce and death of a spouse, you know, we can stay on that road because we're actually tracking it year over year. And as life happens, we make adjustments and kind of regroup. And that's what I think most women find of value in working with me, is having me there along the way to not just hold their hands, but walk them through the process, and then they don't have to worry about running out of money.
And there's the divorce financial planning services as well, like you're mentioning. Tell us about those and how those work at Money Matters Wealth Solutions. It's a big emotional time for people.
Yes, it is. It's an emotional roller coaster. Life is anyway, but then you throw in the D word and everything gets kooky. But I am a certified divorce financial analyst, and I've helped hundreds of women navigate basically making smart decisions, money decisions when they're divorcing. So I'm working alongside them and their divorce attorney to help them both understand what the immediate, short-term, and long-term financial impacts will be when they're making these settlement decisions. So it's, you know, the attorney's job is to divide everything. Sometimes that's equitably, sometimes it's just a flat 50-50, but the attorneys are, they're happy if they say, hey, you're getting 50% of the assets and the income, and your ex-spouse is going to get the other 50%. But what they're not focusing on for those clients is what's the impact of these decisions going to have on them immediately and down the road. So that's where someone like me with the divorce certification comes into play, because we can actually show them, you know, what the impact would be if they chose to keep the house and forego getting any of their retirement account, if they decide to take on a brokerage account versus a retirement account. So we're looking at, you know, the short-term and long-term impact, and not just the 50-50 division of assets. So when people sign their divorce decrees, they understand what that, you know, how that's going to impact them as soon as the divorce papers are signed.
That's really important for people to understand, because you got to map it all out and have it hopefully go neatly and in a forward movement without too much drama and chaos. Tell us about the divorce workshops that you have and what they entail. They sound like they are extraordinarily helpful for your clients.
Yes. Definitely so. I'm in my 15th year of running my divorce workshop. We used to do them in person, but now we're meeting virtually. So the only requirement to attend is that you are a woman. The workshops are designed specifically for women who are thinking about divorce or may already be in the throes of it. And the objective of the workshop is to not, you know, convince somebody that they need to divorce, but it's to educate them on all the things that they need to know that they don't even know they need to know. So we start by having a counselor or a divorce coach who talks about the emotional issues of divorce, how to take good care of yourself, your family, your, you know, the kids, even the grown kids, you know, how to set good, healthy boundaries when communicating with your soon-to-be ex-spouse. But and then we have a divorce attorney who educates on what the divorce process looks like, explaining what all the legal jargon means and what one is typically entitled to based on their state law. And then after the attorney presents, I share with the attendees what they need to be gathering to define their marital assets, their income sources, and their expenses. And after we've done that, I go over the 10 most common financial mistakes that people make in divorce and educate them on how to avoid them. So the divorce workshop is always well attended. Everybody that attends, they feel like their mind's been blown and they're in overload, but they always walk away very appreciative because there's really not a place out there where you can get that general information without having to spend a lot of money with the different professionals that you use while you're divorcing.
Let's talk about those mediation services that you offer at Navigating Divorce.
Absolutely. So I started this second business because I had so many women that were attending my workshops or just approaching me in general, knowing they need to divorce, but they didn't want to go the litigated route. You know, I think most of us know what we know about the court systems based on what we see on television, and it's not really like that, but nobody wants to go to the divorce court. So if they're amicable enough, and they're reasonable enough and able to, you know, communicate with one another, an option is to go through divorce mediation. Now, you can have a litigated divorce mediation where, you know, the attorneys tell you you have to mediate, and that's often done because the court systems are so overbooked. If you can get something agreed to before you go to court, you know, it helps them from a time management perspective. But in my process, it's not, you know, court ordered. This is two people voluntarily hiring me to actually help them navigate all of the decisions that have to be made regarding money, asset, income, alimony, child support, anything that has to do with money. Now, an important distinction for me to point out is that although I'm fully trained as a mediator and can mediate anything, my practice focuses purely on working with couples who do not have minor children. So I'm not, you know, a counselor, or and I don't know the rules around the co-parenting scheduling activities and such. So I choose not to focus on that at all, so that the person that's going to benefit from the mediation work with me the most is typically going to be those couples who have a lot of assets, or not necessarily a lot, but enough, and then they also have grown children or no children at all. But I love doing this because it saves people a ton of money and all of the emotional stuff that one has to go through when they're going through the litigation process.
How do you ultimately get into, how did you really, when you decided terms of things that have inspired you, you know, in your own life's journey and pointed you in the direction of doing this incredible work, what were some of the things that ultimately pushed you in the direction of the financial services industry?
Well, it's interesting because I did not start out my career in finance or anything related to it. I actually was a manpower and budget analyst with the military, the Army Reserve specifically. So I was dealing with money, but in a totally different view. What ended up happening is I met someone who said, you know, I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but you've got the personality. You're easily approachable. You know, women can relate to you. I think you'd be good at this. And the this was actually working as a financial advisor. It's the last thing that had been on my mind. But that question was posed to me at a time where I was open to doing something different. So I said, well, what the heck, let's check it out. Well, I discovered that, you know, I tested well, and you know, everybody thought I would be a good fit for that role. So I made a big, you know, career transition and started working strictly as a financial advisor. Now, in my early days, I started my business by doing educational seminars. I'm going to be frank, and hopefully this isn't offensive to anybody, but the old white men that I worked with at that time said that seminars don't work. But I said, I think I'm going to prove you wrong on that. So that's basically how I built my business, was by doing educational programs, and it was specifically for people nearing retirement. So I had couples from all walks of life attending. But what happened over the course of doing those seminars is that women were typically the ones that were approaching me first. Plenty of men worked with me, but it was the women that were reaching out to me. So I decided at that point it might make sense for me to focus on, you know, helping women specifically. And then the big thing that was a pivotal change in my primary focus of my business is when I was getting referrals from divorce attorneys of their female clients, but post-divorce. So by the time they came to me, all of the financial decisions had already been made for them. So they were coming to me with a bucket of money or, you know, retirement account or whatever, and we're needing to regroup and create a financial plan and investment strategy that would work for them post-divorce. But that's when I said there's got to be a better way to do this, because many of these women were leaving money on the table. Like, their spouses had pension accounts that weren't addressed in their divorce decree. So I said, let me go check this out. That's when I learned about the Certified Divorce Financial Analyst designation and said, ooh, okay, I need to get involved in this conversation before the divorce is finalized. So that's when I really shifted towards focusing on helping women through that transitional process, and love doing what I'm doing. Very passionate about it.
That's important, the passion, right? Because your clients can sense that and pick that up right away, which is invaluable for them as well. What is some advice that you can give to our listeners, especially women out there who are confused or don't know where to turn?
I will tell you that, and you said it in your introduction of me, women need to realize that a man is not a financial plan, and that's kind of my mantra. So my suggestion to any woman of any age is please don't stick your head in the sand when it comes to your financial well-being. Even if you don't enjoy it or you just don't have time for it, I believe it's imperative to hire a professional like me who can help you navigate this important element. I mean, it is your money, and that's how you build your life. So I think just understanding that you don't have to be an expert at it or necessarily enjoy it, but to hire the professionals that can help you make sound decisions as you're going through life.
Which is important on so many different levels. What practical financial advice can you give specifically to divorcing couples?
When you're divorcing, number one, we've already stated everything is an emotional hot mess. So the thing is we have to take a step back and evaluate, you know, all of the things that are important to us. Now, I'm just going to address the money issues, nothing else. But we have to understand what the financial household looks like. And this, again, is why I encourage women, regardless of whether they're happily married or not, to understand the money stuff. The reality is that whether it's by choice or not, women are going to be on their own at some point, because 50% of marriages end in divorce. And we also outlive men. So I encourage all couples to have conversations, the money conversations. And if you're, you know, if you're not comfortable sharing information with one another on that, because some people say, hey, this is my money, that's your money, some people share the pot. But the reality is that we have to work together to understand what's being done with the money and what our money priorities are, so that we can ensure we get where we're going. Now, if you're divorcing, you know, that train's already left the station. Now we just have to make sure that you both are aware of what's at stake financially, so that we can help you make informed decisions on how you're going to divide those assets. And the main goal is for neither one of you to go to the poorhouse. We know nobody's going to be happy at the end of divorce because that's just what it is. We're taking one pie and dividing it down the middle, and now we've got two households to support. But that's the goal, is to understand what it is that you have to work with and then how to make tax-efficient, smart decisions on how you're going to divide everything. So understanding that before you actually pull the trigger on divorce is really, really helpful.
What are some of the biggest mistakes that you see people make?
Oh, my goodness. If you realize that, yeah, typically when divorce comes up, one person's been thinking about it for some time, and the other party might be totally surprised. Or, you know, hey, you've both been kind of in the same bucket, but you've not done anything, you know, towards, you know, making it happen. So I think what I see as the most common mistake is not having any emergency savings, because divorce is going to cost you. Working with a financial advisor costs you. Life happens, and we need to have emergency funds. Another big mistake that I see, and this is often happening with women that have young children, they, without giving any regard to whether or not it makes sense financially, will say, I must keep the house. I don't want to leave this house. I don't want to pull my children out of the home that they've known or the school district that they're in. So I'm going to say I want the house, and I'm willing to give up anything else, like money from the 401k or the brokerage account, just so I can keep my family intact in this home. But they haven't looked under the hood yet to see what that means to them financially. There are probably 100 questions that need to be asked before that decision's made. Can you afford to get the mortgage refinanced in your name? Can you buy out your husband's share of the equity in the home? You know, do you have the income to support getting approved for a mortgage? Oh, and by the way, if you're thinking about relying on alimony, a mortgage company is not going to approve you for a loan until they've had evidence of that alimony money hitting your bank account for 6 to 12 months. So that's a big one right there, is the wanting to keep the house without really doing the investigation of what it means to keep the house. I could spend, you know, 2 days
mistakes?
Talking about
yeah.
So other mistakes, I would say, not understanding what the retirement assets are. Like I mentioned earlier, a lot of people will address the 401ks and the IRA accounts, but there are still many companies out there that offer pension incomes. And for some reason, men seem to be emotionally attached to their pension, and that's one of the first things they'll tell their soon-to-be ex-spouse is, you're not getting any of my pension. But the reality is everything that you have in a marriage is divisible, and that includes the pension. So making sure that you understand what all of the assets are is really significant. I have clients who have left jobs where they had a pension, and of course they weren't retirement age, so they didn't do anything with it. But years later they go, oh my gosh, I forgot I've got this pension at this old company. So those are the things. We don't want to overlook any assets, and we also want to make sure we give equal attention to debts. I can tell you a horror story about one woman. She decided to keep her home. It was her retirement home, and she was like, I'm not giving it up. But what happened with her, she said, I can afford the mortgage. I know I've got income to cover the mortgage. So she felt like she was safe. What ended up happening is post-divorce, she understood that she could afford the mortgage, but she couldn't afford the upkeep of the house, the maintenance, the pool, the five-acre yard she was having to upkeep. So all of the other expenses weren't taken into consideration when she made that decision. So what ended up happening with her is, remember, the house is now in her name only. She's having to refinance the mortgage to get her husband's name off of it, and it's after the divorce has been finalized that she goes to do that, and not only does she find out that the husband has used 100% of the home equity line, she also discovers that that means she's in the hole. She cannot afford to keep her house. She's going to have to sell it, and now she's going to end up having to pay money to a realtor to sell it, and she's going to get nothing out of it. So those are the types of decisions, you know, or the issues that can be addressed prior to signing the divorce decree if you work with someone like a CDFA.
What is it like when people work with you right out of the gate the first time? Is there a prerequisite? Do you do sort of an assessment? What is it like working with the clients at the very outset?
Okay, so I'm going to speak to that in two different comments. The first would be just a traditional client, not a divorcing client. The traditional client comes to me. We do what's called a discovery call, and that's where they share with me, you know, the type of help that they're looking for, whether they just need investment management, if they need a second opinion, or if they're needing financial planning, or a long-term relationship. You know, it looks different for a lot of people. So we fully disclose what their interests are, and then I get them to share with me a little bit about their money story, their money personality, you know, how they are around the subject of money. And after that, I will share with them specifically how I think I can help them. And my goal is to help them figure out what the gaps are and how to fill those gaps by using investment strategies and saving strategies and different products and such. So that's where the conversation starts. So in that conversation, we get to know a little bit about each other. They learn, you know, about my process, and they can decide, you know, in that moment if they want to, you know, engage with me in a financial planning relationship. So that's on the traditional side. On the divorce side, we do much the same thing, but it's really focused just on their divorce situation. We still have to have clarity on all of their financial situation, but we've got to understand what is it they want to accomplish through the divorce process, and how can I facilitate helping them make smart choices as they go through that process. So two different paths. They're very similar, but just different focus.
Why do you love doing this work so much?
Honestly, I love the work. It's hard work, but I love the work because I am literally transforming people's lives. They are literally making huge changes in how they are with money and what they do with their money, understanding money, having vision and plans for what they want to do. And when they come to me through divorce, they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know what I didn't know, and I'm so glad that you do. Everybody else that works with me is just like, okay, now I understand the importance of saving. I understand why it's so important for me to be in the market, even when the market is wonky and volatile. Thank you for that, and now I know I'm going to be able to retire and not have to worry about being the bag lady. That gives me joy.
I want to let folks know, too, they can go to the website moneymatterswealth.com. That's moneymatterswealth.com. You can also learn about the divorce workshops and register as well, moneymatterswealth.com/workshops. And then to learn about navigating divorce, you can visit navigating-divorce.com. Donna, this was really an eye-opening, informative, and really incredible conversation. I thank you for all of the rich, very important, and impactful information that you dispensed here on this episode of the show, and hopefully we'll get a chance maybe to hear some success stories, testimonials, things of that nature. But this was really a pleasure having you with us, and I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you. And thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jim.
You're very, very welcome. Donna Cates of Money Matters Wealth Solutions, financial strategist and owner of Money Matters Wealth Solutions, working primarily with women to help them make those smart decisions about their money. And in addition, traditional financial planning. She also offers financial planning specifically for divorcing couples, all these workshops related to finance and divorce, and operates an additional business focusing on financial-related divorce mediation. Go to moneymatterswealth.com to learn more. Jim Masters here thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, stay right there. Another great episode of Close Up Radio Live comes up in just a moment. So then for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.